Hey friends, I want to thank you very much for tuning in to the SGT Report podcast. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. So stocks are at all-time highs, the housing market is on fire, interest rates are at zero, and this government just printed another $5 trillion. What could possibly go wrong? Meanwhile, consumer confidence hit a 10-year low, and inflation hit 6.8% officially, with many informed analysts saying it's much closer to 9%. So something's not adding up, is it? What can you do? You can play it safe. Putting some of your assets into precious metals will keep your money away from the volatility of markets and inflation and let you sleep at night. This month, Noble Gold is giving away a free America the Beautiful solid silver 5-ounce coin with any qualifying plan you start. So talk to an expert at Noble Gold and they'll run you through the options to keep your money safe. No pressure, no hassling, no call centers, just a chance to speak to someone who knows what they're talking about. How refreshing would that be? You can start by calling 877-646-5347 or visit their website at noblegoldinvestments.com.
The whole purpose of the bioweapon was to maintain totalitarian control using fear and isolation. That's why Fauci and all these animals don't want you to have a nice Christmas with your family, because that's the opposite of human isolation. And when you're with the people you love, you get hope. And so what is being done is an intentional psychological war to induce global psychosis and then use that psychosis to tag with a digital identifier 7 billion people.
Friends, this is difficult information to share and digest. The attack on humanity continues unabated. Thank you so much for tuning in. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. My Digital Money's cash account is here. Finally, a crypto cash trading platform with top-notch US-based client service that actually answers the phone when you need help. My Digital Money offers features to help you make a better crypto investment decision that are either not available or that you have to pay for in other platforms. Trigger orders, that's right, automatically sell or buy coins based on your own parameters. Gain loss prompt, know how much you're making or losing in real time. Tax options, you can choose how to sell your cryptos to make your taxes most efficient for your needs. Since MDM offers both crypto IRA and cash trading, there's no need to move from one platform to another for all your crypto investments. You can do all of your crypto investment in one platform and enjoy a customer service quality you can't find elsewhere. The company was founded by our friend Colin Plume from Noble Gold Investments, so it's a company you can trust. Although MDM is offering cryptocurrency investments, their primary product is service. My Digital Money is here for you. Just dial 833-636-2008 or look them up on the web, mydigitalmoney.com. Hey friends, thank you so very, very much for tuning in. It's Sean from SGT Report here. I hope you are all getting ready for Christmas and the holidays ahead, and I wish you and yours only the very best, as we know we're all under attack. Yes, Dr. Fauci.
We're dealing with clearly an emerging infectious disease.
Fueling fears of a pandemic.
She is COVID positive.
I'm declaring a public health emergency of international.
I turn to Dr. Anthony Fauci.
Is the worst yet to come, Dr. Fauci?
Yes, things will get worse.
Says masks should still be worn, even if vaxxed. And don't have family over for Christmas unless they are fully vaxxed. Meanwhile, the White House is saying the exact same thing, as they all fearmonger about the latest variant, Omicron. Be very, very afraid. Our friend Dr. Zev Zelenko joins us. He is the founder and creator of Z-Stack. That's quercetin, zinc, vitamin C, and vitamin D, and it helps you when you need it most. I'll explain about that later with a personal anecdote. Dr. Z, welcome back. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Thank God. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, thank you so much for coming on. Let's start with a screen share. I just mentioned the Biden administration in the White House. Just to frame up the kind of people we're dealing with, the New York Times reveals how Ashley Biden's inappropriate showers with Joe diary made its way to Project Veritas. And how about this one? Finally, people in Europe are waking up as soccer players continue to drop in the middle of games. Ex-pro demands probe into soccer players suffering heart problems. He says it might not have to do with the vaccine, but let's at least have an investigation. I concur. And look at this, Dr. Z. In South Africa, only 1.7% hospitalized from Omicron variant. Maybe that's because they're not very vaxxed in South Africa. Your thoughts on any of this before we continue? And welcome, sir.
Thank you. So if you look at the word Omicron, you rearrange the letters, you get moronic.
Correct.
And so it's the same story over and over again. If you want to know where the evil is in this world, just listen to whoever is increasing fear and encouraging human isolation. And that's where you'll find the primordial serpent incarnate. And so my advice is stop listening to all these murderous organizations, the World Homicide Organization, the NIH, CDC, FDA, and the demented puppet in the White House. Stop listening to them. They don't have your best interests at heart. And I'm going to give you data-driven information, which you shouldn't believe anything I'm saying. Just do your own due diligence. You'll see that I'm telling you the truth. But don't accept that as gospel until you yourself do your due diligence. But I think that this world is on the verge of a glorious transformation to the true narrative. And it depends. The only variable here is the body count. How much carnage will there be? And we have the power to mitigate that and reduce the carnage by spreading divine consciousness and just the true narrative and waking people up at a faster rate. The sooner more people wake up, the less carnage and lower will the body count will be. And so we're getting back to Omicron. Listen, it's a joke. First of all, it's not that serious. And the fact that the government is telling you it's causing myocarditis is actually the biggest joke. In reality, it's the vaccinated population that caused Omicron to come out. According to world experts, if you vaccinate people during a active pandemic, you exert evolutionary pressure and cause variants to form. And so according to Dr. Luc Montagnier, Dr. Gert Vandenbosch, Dr. Sucharad Bahdi, really the world experts in immunology, they all said the same thing. This is moronic. This is going to lead to genocide. Moronic. It's Omicron, right? That this is going to lead to really bad outcomes. And it turns out that one of the major side effects and what's causing all the athletes to drop dead is myocarditis. And what these animals are doing is saying that it's the Omicron variant that's causing myocarditis. So the perversion, they really think you're stupid. In reality, it's the vaccine that caused Omicron to come out, and it's the vaccine that causes myocarditis. And in reality, what they're trying to do is deflect the toxic, murderous effects of the poison death shot onto a virus, which really has nothing to do with it, except that it was formed by the same shot that caused the myocarditis.
Yeah, that's right. And pericarditis, which I believe is the inflammation of the heart tissue or the heart tissue surrounding the heart. Yeah, and they're attacking our kids now. Now, I want to ask you about this because it seems to me these people have lost all credibility. And in the UK, we have the health chief saying, quote, "It'll be a number of years before COVID restrictions can be fully lifted. The beatings will continue until morale improves, Dr. Z." These people have absolutely lost control of the narrative, at least amongst those of us who can think. Here's a doctor on CNN saying, "Wear masks at home and take tests on Christmas morning." Yes, because they do think you're stupid. Dr. Z, unless we are literally in a banana republic, how is this man still in power? How is this man still able to go on NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt and spew his propaganda? He should be in jail.
Because we're in a banana republic.
Yeah, feels that way.
Listen, let me tell you, let's talk science. I mean, again, I don't care what people, it's not about opinions. It's about data-driven reality. The size of the masks that most people, 99% of people wear, are not the N95. And there's a reason. First of all, there's a short supply. They're expensive, and it's very hard to breathe through them. But the masks that, the face diapers that most people wear, the size of their holes in that mask is 0.4 microns. Okay, so what, right? Well, the COVID-19 virus is 0.1 microns, 0.1 microns. You know, usually, listen to this, if you sit in a plane and you're breathing, so even if you did have, let's say, viral particles, they're gonna hit the front seat, the seat in front of you. Whereas if you put on the mask, if there's plenty of, go into YouTube and do vaping mask test, and you'll see it literally comes out through through the sides and goes to the passenger next to you on the right and the left. You're redirecting the virus, if you have it, directly to the other human being instead of hitting the front seat in front of you. It's the biggest joke. There's no science behind it. And it, what it is a face diaper to breed obedience and to crush the human spirit and create the narrative where it becomes easier to coerce 7 billion people to get poisoned with a poison death shot. And help transition the world economy to a totalitarian system where a few sociopaths can control, like the mark of the beast, control how humanity does commerce. And that's a way of enslavement. And so that's really what's going on. And the proof is, listen to this, by 2027, it used to be 2028, but by 2027, the Social Security and Medicare programs will be bankrupt. And there's gonna be a huge economic collapse globally. And all these sociopaths know this, they've known this for 25 years, 30 years, and they've implemented a plan to restructure who controls commerce in a way that gives them full authoritarian control of whatever system will be left standing, which is going to be cryptocurrency. And so what we're really witnessing, and that's why Klaus Schwab, the sociopath, in 2016, in a video recorded with subtitles in French, said by 2026, 10 years, every single human being will be tagged with a digital identifier. Okay, he said it, that's by 2026, they're giving themselves a year or two hedge before there's a global economic collapse. And so this has all been, and the proof is the following. There are two patents that prove everything that I'm saying, which we spoke about before, but I want to connect them. Patent number one is that there is technology already in the vaccines that are being injected that measure your internal physiological data, your heart rate, your breathing rate, your temperature, and then transmit that biometric data with your location to a third party. That has a lot of implications, but there is a patent owned by Microsoft, which is the linkage. Listen to this, in 2020, everyone knows about it. It's WO2020060606. It's an international patent. That patent is called linkage of biometric data to cryptocurrency, owned by Microsoft. In other words, basically, you're going to have your own internal Apple Pay, but it's Easy Pass, whatever it is. But you won't be able to extricate it from you. I take my Easy Pass and throw it out the window, but I won't be able to take out this transmitting technology that gives a third party, whoever they may be, knowledge of my internal temperament and physiological data and my location. And now, legally speaking, what they're going to be able to do is paper money will go away. And the only way you're going to be able to transact is if you're part of the system, if you are actually transmitting biometric data. That is a form of absolute enslavement. Because if you're not transmitting that data, there's going to be restrictions made where you can shop, if you can shop at all. So I don't have to put a bullet in your head. I just have to limit your ability to buy bread. Or let's say enforce a social credit system like exists in China. If you go out of your permitted, let's say Sean, I don't like what you say. So I'm gonna say you can't leave your house more than a mile radius. And since I know your location, because you're plugged into the grid, so if you go out of your permitted location, I just turn off your ability to do commerce. So all of a sudden I can manipulate your behavior and control your behavior and enslave you and imprison you just by being able to control finance and commerce. And this is exactly what's going on. And it's never been about COVID, because COVID is an artificially made bioweapon, which we have an antidote. Listen to this, Sean, this is gonna blow your mind. The treasonous animal who converted a bat coronavirus to a human infecting virus is Ralph Baric, okay? In 1999. And he published on it. He got a patent for that technology in 2002. The same animal, monster, was the one that worked together with Zheng Li in Wuhan to convert this now human infecting virus to be able to destroy human lung tissue and cause blood clots. And they published a paper, which was, by the way, sponsored, paid for by the NIH, just all documented. So, and then they got patents a year or two later on that technology, okay? But here's the really crazy stuff. It turns out that the first lecture that I heard in March of 2020 about the use of zinc ionophores and zinc in inhibiting viral replication, which I got from an episode on YouTube of MedCram, episode 34, Dr. Schultz. That's how I learned about the idea. I remember exactly when it was. I just realized that that paper that introduced that idea was written by Ralph Baric. So it turns out that the same monster, listen to this, the same monster, the demonic force who made a weapon, who was working for the government, the United States government, and made a weapon of mass murder and destruction, also created and discovered an antidote for it and buried it, buried the knowledge that the actual antidote existed for this artificially made bioweapon. So then, now you're beginning to understand that this has been a very coordinated agenda and a plan. It's a conspiracy reality, actually, not a theory, where the same people that made the poison, made the antidote, buried the poison, probably for their own purposes, to save their own families, and but screw the rest of us, and then converted this bioweapon, released this bioweapon to cause mass carnage. Now, the carnage could have been prevented if we took the antidote in the right time frame. And yet, everything that could have given relief to the suffering, reduced human isolation and anxiety and psychological trauma, was automatically, in a coordinated, premeditated way, vilified. So hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, early intervention, all those things were, it was almost scripted in how life-saving antidote to the poison, to the bioweapon, I don't even call it a virus. It's a weapon of mass destruction, but we had a way to deal with it, was buried. And the reason why it was buried is the whole purpose of the bioweapon was to maintain totalitarian control using fear and isolation. That's why Fauci and all these animals don't want you to have a nice Christmas with your family, because that's the opposite of human isolation. And when you're with the people you love, you get hope. And so what is being done is an intentional psychological war to induce global psychosis and then use that psychosis to tag with a digital identifier 7 billion people. In the process, thin the herd, because a whole bunch of people die in the beginning, a whole bunch of people will have shortened lifespans because of chronic illness. It leads to infertility and miscarriages. So it has multiple purposes, this weapon of mass destruction. It reduces the population, makes infertile the undesirables, and connects to the grid everyone else who survives so that they can be nice little slaves. And that is what's really going on.
Yeah, that is so well said. And I couldn't agree with you more. My research vets all of that out to be true as well. And I want to talk a little bit about the conspiracy and provide another example of that in 1 second. But people need to keep in mind how evil these conspirators are. Emails expose Fauci and Collins' collusion to smear anti-lockdown scientists. Okay, this is all on the record now, but you're not going to hear about it from the Washington Post. You have to come to SGT Report. You're not going to hear about it on CNN. You have to come to sgtreport.com. All right, so another example of Merck in this conspiracy is that Merck is the same company that brought to market ivermectin many years ago. But you can't get ivermectin if you go to the hospital and you're sick. They won't let you have that. They want you to take Merck's new COVID-19 pill. Maybe Dr. Z has some thoughts about that. I also want to talk to Dr. Z about the depopulation agenda in the Deagle.com projections back in 2016 of a plummeting U.S. population by 2025. And I want to ask Dr. Z about the death of Dr. Andreas Nowak, who said something very startling about what he found to be in some of these vaccines. But first, let me share a personal anecdote. Dr. Z, my friend Dave from the gym, I've known him from a long time. He used to live in my neighborhood. Dave called me the other day. He actually texted me and he said, "Dude, I've been diagnosed with COVID. I do feel super run down and tired. Do you have anything for me? Anything over the counter?" And I said, "I got your back." And I drove over to his house and I brought him a bottle of Dr. Z's Z-Stack. That's quercetin. Honest to God, true story. That's quercetin, zinc, vitamin C, vitamin D. Dave took that, and 2-3 days later, he said he's feeling a lot better. I'm going to leave the link below. But before I ask you those other follow-up questions about those big topics, I want to congratulate you and let people know you've been appointed as the Health and Human Services Advisor to a veteran who's running for Congress in Texas. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. His name is Jason Nelson. He's running for the House of Representatives in the congressional district in Texas, number 17. And I've never endorsed a congressional candidate, but I'll tell you why I'm endorsing him. So first of all, he's a very religious, Christian, God-centered person with a wife and 3 children and 1 on the way, thank God. But that's not why I'm endorsing him. The fact that he's a seasoned combat veteran who got severely injured in battle and now is disabled due to that, and just retired from the military. And he's a real man, you know, like you could see that this is a person who has courage and runs into the fire. But that's also why I'm not endorsing him because of that. I'm endorsing him for the following reason. So you know that a month ago, I just came back from Europe. I was in Europe for almost 2 months getting cancer treatment. And I had a real concern. My concern was that I'm out of the country. I have my wife and my children. The world is crazy and I'm not there directly to protect them. And like, I was really worried what's gonna happen if something comes up. I was sharing he's my friend. So I was just sharing my thoughts with him. Nobody said to me, my brother, if you just call me, if there's anything that your family needs, me and my army are literally gonna, regardless of geography, come there and make sure that they are protected. And, you know, someone who's very sick of cancer and he has to go away from family. And, you know, I want to be able to focus on healing and going through and dealing with the side effects and all that, not to worry unnecessarily about my family was a big sense of relief. But then I reminded myself something from the Bible. It says that when God chose Moses to be his kind of the leader, the shepherd of his flock, one of the reasons he did that was that he saw how Moses was gentle, loving, and caring to a simple sheep. And he said, "Oh, you have the attributes. You care enough about even a simple sheep. You're going to be the shepherd for my flock." And this is how I feel about Jason. Just the fact that he was willing even just to say it, and I do believe he would have done it. He won my heart. And so it's with great humility and appreciation that I have the opportunity now to influence him in terms of policy, health policy for the country. And the reason why I feel qualified to do that is the following, that the state of Florida, in February, I drafted a document, was titled, "How to Reopen the State of Florida." And the reason why I chose Florida, because I knew that the governor there was receptive, in my opinion, to common sense measures, unlike many other states. And so I drafted the document and I got it to him through the 3 different sources, 2 very close connections. And one, I actually was at a bill signing ceremony in Florida, where in a synagogue where he was, and I was able to get the document to him. That document outlined principles of prophylaxis and early treatment and logistical measures of how to reopen the state of Florida safely with intelligently to mitigate the risk. And next thing I know, a few weeks ago, I saw on the Florida government health website that they're recommending Z-Stack ingredients, quercetin, vitamin C, vitamin D, and zinc for prophylaxis of COVID-19, officially on the government website. And their newest Surgeon General, Dr. Joseph Latuda, I think his name is, MD, PhD, and he is advocating for early pre-hospital intervention with monoclonal antibodies, suggesting Luvox and colchicine, all of which were suggestions that I had written about. And here's the proof. Florida has the lowest rate of new cases of COVID in the country.
Right.
And so we have now direct correlation and evidence that you have an open-minded state with a governor and surgeon general that actually cares about the citizens of that state and putting in common sense health measures, and the results are plummeting infection rates. And so my hope is to start a national debate. It's to start public awareness and open the eyes of people, improve the consciousness of humanity, of American citizens at least, to realize that you don't have to die from COVID. The two risk factors are a moronic doctor who refuses to give you early intervention, and a government or a state government that blocks access to medication. Besides that, there's zero reason to die from COVID. And so my hope is that by spreading this awareness about early intervention, especially in high-risk patients, prophylaxis in moderate to high-risk patients, we can end this thing within a few weeks. The only reason why this crisis has not ended is because the government doesn't want it to end.
This is a perfect time for a break, friends, and a quick message from our sponsor. Something's just not adding up, is it? Stocks are at record highs, but the government just borrowed another $5 trillion. They say inflation is transitory, but it's officially now at 6.8%, with some analysts saying it's closer to 9 or 10%. How much did your wages go up? How about the price of gas or electricity? A precious metals IRA with Noble Gold will help you avoid the worst of this. And this month, Noble Gold is giving away a free America the Beautiful solid silver 5-ounce coin with any qualifying plan you start. And you can start by calling 877-646-5347 or visit their website at noblegoldinvestments.com. Now, back to our conversation. Yeah, I would say the illegitimate government doesn't want it to end. And that sort of brings us full circle with that term banana republic. But that Surgeon General down in Florida, I mean, he's the real deal. He's the real McCoy. I think that Surgeon General is doing a fantastic job. And of course, the left doesn't like him, despite him being African-American, which, you know, they only care about color. So you think he'd get some extra credibility for being African-American. But no, because he speaks the truth about COVID and COVID treatments. They don't like him. They won't talk about him. So my hat's off to that Surgeon General down there in Florida. Hey, before we move on, can I ask you, remind me, Jason's last name, the Texas congressional candidate, we want to support him. It's Jason what?
Nelson. That's N-E-L-S-O-N. Nelson. His Telegram account is Jason Nelson, the number 4, Texas. Jason Nelson 4, Texas. And Getter is Jason. It's at Jason Nelson, T as in Tom, X. 17, that's his district. So Jason, at Jason Nelson Tex 17.
All right.
E. Cummings, the famous poet, wrote that a politician is an ass that everyone sits on except a man. But I don't think Jason is in that category. So.
Well, look, there are a lot of people who are quote unquote waking up and getting involved in politics because they are sick and tired of seeing themselves and their families in their townships, in their neighborhoods, in their cities, in their states being victimized by these people. So either we all stand up and get involved and take our country back on a grassroots level, or George Soros keeps putting in criminal AGs who won't prosecute the criminals. All right. That's where we are. I want to be respectful of your time, but I want to ask you about what is maybe a multifold strategy with these quote unquote vaccines. I don't know if you've seen any of the information, the plot points put together by sort of mathematical scientists and researchers, but it suggests that some of the vials are extremely harmful while others are not very harmful. And I guess that would bridge in quite nicely to a soundbite from Dr. Andreas Nowak, who is now dead, perhaps from reporting what I'm about to play. But your thoughts on that, this experiment, why are some vials potentially not very harmful while others are killing people outright?
Well, first of all, it's not an experiment. You know, it's not called an experiment if I know that something's going to happen because I've already done the work, and then I do it and it happens. And my point being is that the FDA knew all the side effects that were going to happen in the minimum October of 2020, and I suspect much sooner, much earlier than that. Proof being that in October of 2020, as you know, they had an internal presentation and to their own scientists, and on slide 16 of their presentation, they list all the side effects. And then if you jump ahead a few months later and you look at the VAERS database and you look at all the side effects being reported around the world, there's 100% correlation, 100% correlation with what innocent people are experiencing to what the FDA knew was going to happen to people before they gave it. Because that slide you just showed was presented 2 months prior to the vaccine rollout. So this is called premeditated mass murder, first degree genocide, mass murder, crimes against humanity, and every other horrific charge you can lay on these animals. So I'm not surprised. And regarding the doctor who was suicided, apparently, I'm not surprised. I think he's from Germany. Is that correct?
Yeah, he's a German chemist.
And the reason why I'm not surprised was that there was a hit list that was issued from Germany by offshoot of Antifa. And how do I know? Because I'm on that hit list. And so it's not surprising to me that someone who speaks contrary to the narrative or exposes the lethality, the actual weaponization and the lethality of this poison death shot, that he's considered a threat and had to be neutralized. And so, you know, this is a serious war here, and there are casualties, and there's no guarantees that if you rise up that you're going to survive this, but that's not relevant to me. What's much more relevant is that God consciousness stays in the world, and that children, you know, we lived in freedom or thought we had some degree of freedom, but freedom isn't free. And the reason why we have anything that we do have is because of the sacrifice of the generations before us, right? And so the question that rises up is, will our children be free? And the answer is, well, it depends if we're ready to sacrifice. Because this is our storming the beaches of Normandy moment right now. And it's time for us to pay the price to make sure that our children are not enslaved by tyranny and have an opportunity to thrive in a world of God consciousness. And so rise up. I think it's time. Again, I am very hopeful and optimistic that eventually the true narrative will shine. It's just the question is, what will be the body count? And I hope that we can mitigate that, like I said earlier, by rising up in civil disobedience, hopefully in a nonviolent way, and resisting the tyrannical dictates of our government. And the only reason why we have not slipped into a totalitarian hellhole to the extent that Australia has, is that we have 450 million guns in the hands of law-abiding Americans. And the people in control who are pulling the strings of this demented puppet know that if there is a coordinated assault on the children of this country, that they will start a civil war. And so, you know, we have to negotiate from a position of strength. We have to band together with like-minded people, homeschool our kids, take them out of harm's way, both spiritually, where they teach you morality and normalize debauchery, child sacrifice, murder of the unborn, and teach and defame and defile everything that has any type of sanctity, historic sanctity, whether it's marriage or life itself or gender roles. So there's a spiritual assault that's been Our children have been spiritually assaulted for many decades, and now they're physically on the verge of being physically assaulted because the World Homicide Organization issued a kind of a dictate or a guideline saying that if you send your kids to school, that that's implied informed consent, meaning that you could have stopped them from going to school, but the fact that you didn't means that you give the school permission to vaccinate your children, even against your will or using coercion. And so my suggestion is, don't send your kids to school. Homeschool them. Get together with like-minded parents. Protect them spiritually and physically, and create an environment where their body and soul could thrive, and they can have a better chance of a successful existence. And so there's a coordinated war. It's really very much linked to child sacrifice and paganism, because in holy societies, parents will sacrifice themselves for the well-being of children, their own children or other people's children. Whereas in pagan idol worshiping, child sacrificing societies, we damage or kill the children for the purpose of the adults. And that's exactly what's going on here, because COVID is not a threat to children at all. That's the biggest lie. But the vaccine is, and according to world experts, the vaccine is 100 times more lethal on children than the actual COVID. So stop killing your kids, take them out of harm's way, band together with like-minded people, rise up in civil disobedience, say no to the dictates. They can't fire or imprison or expel everyone. And again, I can't promise that you will survive, but I could promise you one thing, that this world is finite, but we have an opportunity to have a relationship with the eternal, and it really matters what you do during your finite life. So I'm looking at the broader picture. I look at the grand scheme of the creative process, and I'm more interested in maintaining a relationship with the infinite and with the eternal. And so it's sometimes necessary to, this is a hill worth dying on, in my opinion.
Yeah, that's so powerful, because I agree with you. This is an invisible war. I mean, it really is World War III, and it's the globalist cabal waging this war against an unsuspecting public. Now, fortunately, people are starting to wake up, but in that war, there are soldiers who are now dying, and I want to pay homage to Dr. Andreas Nowak and just show a couple more things here before we let you go, because he is one of those foot soldiers who has paid the price. And if anyone doesn't think he was on the government radar in Germany for uncovering the truth about these vaccines, I remember this happening very well. I didn't think it was a year ago. I'm just going off the Twitter upload here. It looks like November 2020, and a year later, he shared that devastating information about what he found in the vaccine. Let's watch this. During a live stream, his apartment was raided.
Keine Lebensvariante, die
Yeah, watch this, Dr. Z. This is like a year ago. He's doing a presentation. He's talking about the dangers of this experimental vaccine. He's doing the research. He's finding startling stuff. They're having a conversation about it. And guess who shows up at his door?
Entschuldigung, hier, die Polizei ist gerade da. Die Polizei ist gerade da.
Breaking down the door.
Yeah.
Und jetzt?
Mal bitte auf. Ja, ich weiß nicht, was los ist.
Oh my God.
Das ist doch gerade ein
Ich weiß nicht.
Guck mal, wir haben vorhin über Angst gesprochen.
Moment, hier ist gerade die Polizei, bricht gerade die Tür auf.
Polizei! Ich will die Hände sehen! Auf den Boden! Auf den Boden! Runter, beide! Runter auf den Boden! Polizei! Geh runter!
Geh beide nach oben! Stopp mal, Jungs! Den Hund wegziehen, da vorne den Hund wegziehen.
Zwei Personen hier.
That really, really upsets me. All right, so that was around a year ago. Then he made this presentation, and according to his, I'm not sure if it's his girlfriend, fiance, or wife, very shortly after, within a few days after, they were making dinner together. He started to speak as though he were drunk. She thought he was kidding. She went along. She really actually thought he was kidding, laughed. After about 5 minutes, asked him to please stop because she was very worried, and he didn't stop. And about a half hour later, he was dead. That was after this presentation. Sorry, guys, you're going to have to read the subtitles here.
Diese Strukturen, diese C6-Strukturen sind extrem stabil.
He's talking about the graphene oxide in the vaccines being extremely stable, Dr. Z, and strong.
Machst aus solchen Strukturen kannst du Bremsscheiben herstellen. Die sind biologisch nicht mehr abbaubar. Solche Strukturen im nanoskalischen Bereich kannst du am besten als Rasierklinge darstellen. Das sind eigentlich Rasierklingen, die da in den Körper gespritzt werden.
The nanostructures, he says, he's finding are very similar, he says, to razor blades, which are being injected into the body. So anyway, I don't know. I'm not a scientist. I'm not a German chemist, but that's what he says he found. And the FDA and Pfizer don't want the ingredients list or any of the data, 450,000 plus pages related to this vaccine being released to the public, Dr. Z, for what, close to 100 years, 75 years? So that's where we are.
You know, yeah, because by then the people that they've murdered or poisoned will definitely not be around. But probably past the statute of limitations. I mean, they really think that, they really think the brazenness here, the evil, is that they feel they can act without impunity. They feel that they have such control over the media, over academia, over politics and industry, that they could act any way they want, say whatever they want, be honest about their agenda, and they brag about what they're planning to do. And they, by way of analogy, I want you to understand how these people view us. First of all, I think they're devolved or depraved pagans of yesteryear. They're not evolved at all. They are godless animals who worship themselves. They're worse than animals. And the way they view us is, and I don't know if I'm proud of this or not, but if I saw a cockroach in my office or my kitchen, I probably would step on it. Maybe I should pick it up and take it outside, but I probably would step on it, especially if my wife is screaming. But they view us like cockroaches in terms of their perception of our worth or value. They don't see the divine in us. They just see us as something that could be, you know, we're expedient and we're useful when we're useful, and we can then be discarded, liquefied, so to speak. And
yeah, we're human resources to these people.
And
useless eaters.
And so, and the only reason why they perceive us that way is because we're letting them. You know, if they felt hunted, you know, if they had to worry about their freedom, potential imprisonment or prosecution and capital punishment. Again, I'm not calling for a vigilante justice. I do believe in the rule of law. However, if convicted, military tribunal internationally, these people should be executed.
Well, it most certainly is a war, and we've talked about this before. I guess the best way to end this thing is to remind people either there will be a great awakening or there will be a great reset. And the great reset will be very, very negative for human beings because it is quite literally anti-human. UN Agenda 2030 and the great reset is completely anti-human, quite literally. No resources for heating your home. They don't want you to own a home. They don't... For those that survive, look at the Georgia Guidestones, Dr. Z. They want humanity living in perpetual balance with nature at a global population of 500 million.
Which is a 90% reduction, which correlates to what Elon Musk said when he debuted his humanoid robots 3.5 or 4 months ago. He said that these robots eventually will eliminate 90% of the workforce. And then he said after that therefore we need a universal income to manage the unemployment. Well, let me tell you what that actually means, okay? Since these people treat us as cockroaches, and there are stages in which there's a strategy, so to speak, to implement their tyranny. So yeah, I do believe that there'll be universal income for the first year, two or three, maybe a little longer. But eventually, you know, since you're a useless eater and a cockroach, how long do you think they're gonna want to waste resources on this unemployed population? In reality, what they're doing is marking out those that need to be exterminated, that need to be looked at, and so that you can restore nature
humanity with nature, with having 500,000 people. That is their ideology. That is their philosophy. And if I would read you, there's a, she's a real monster. Her name is Barbara Hubbard. She died, thank God, a long time, like 10 years ago. But she's the mother of the New World Order. And she writes stuff that is absolutely frightening. And I'm going to read you two quotes from her that should really crystallize absolutely everything that is going on. And one second, please. 1/4 of humanity must be eliminated from the social body. She's being generous, only about 1/4. That's what, a little less than 2 billion people. We are in charge of God's selection process for planet Earth. He selects, we destroy. We are the riders of the pale horse death. That's Barbara Marx Hubbard. And I want to read one more quote. This act is as horrible as killing a cancer cell. It must be done for the sake of the future of the whole. So be it. Be prepared for the selection process, which is now beginning. We, the elders, have been patiently waiting until the very last moment before the quantum transformation to take action to cut out this corrupted and corrupting element in the body of humanity. It is like watching a cancer grow. Something must be done before the whole body is destroyed. The destructive 1/4 must be eliminated from the social body.
God. Oh, these people are just bloodthirsty psychopaths. And you say she died 10 years ago. Well, good riddance. Where do you think she is now?
I hope watching... anyway, let's just leave it at that. But I hope that we move forward and spread God consciousness and spread the understanding, the true, like internalize the idea that we're made in God's image. We're all brothers and sisters. I'll share with you a cute story and then I have to go. My daughter, when she was 4 years old, said to me, "Daddy, you're my brother." So I said, "What does that mean?" So she said, "Well, God is my father and he's your father, right? That makes you my brother." And it's a very kind of profound way of looking at things. And I do believe that we're all brothers and sisters, and the fact that we're made in his image and that we need to band together in, because the enemy uses division to conquer us, to divide and conquer. But the reason why is that there's so many of us and so little of them that if we coalesce together in any type of organized resistance, and conscious and being conscious of the true narrative, they lose all their power. And so that's really what's required. It requires brotherly and sisterly love of decent human beings, and trying to promote, be God's PR people, and then try to spread God consciousness everywhere. So.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And I think people like Barbara Hubbard are Satan's spokespeople. And one final word, guys, UBI, universal basic income, that Dr. Z spoke about. We know that is part of the plan, and it will be used to corral the sheep into getting their doses, their boosters. 3-4 a year, you want your UBI? Go get your booster. So it's a slippery slope. Try to wake up your friends, neighbors, colleagues, and family. Our guest has been Dr. Z. I will leave the link to Z-Stack below, guys. You can check that out. I'm on auto ship. I get 2 bottles a month, and I think it's really key to have on hand and take every day. Dr. Z, do you want to shout out your website so people can stay in touch with you?
Yeah, it's my name, Vladimir Zelenko, MD.com. Vladimir Zelenko, MD.com. And it has a lot of useful, it's free, useful information about treatment and prophylaxis and scientific papers, media, interesting articles and stuff. And letters that I wrote to presidents and other world leaders and to Congress. So it will give you a sense of understanding and scale and really understand how this information was really available almost 19, 20 months ago, and that everything that's happened, didn't all the carnage and the body count didn't have to happen. And we could, and doesn't have to continue. That's more important right now. We could stop it, and we can stop it with just simple common sense. You know, just don't take the poison dart shot. Don't live in fear. Don't isolate yourself from people you love. If you're in the higher risk category, take cheap and safe, even over-the-counter antiviral prevention prophylaxis. And God forbid, if you do get sick, you just start treatment the first day or two, and you will live. You'll be fine.
Very good. I'm very glad you're well and doing well. You look good. You sound good. I appreciate your time today. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. My pleasure, friends. Thank you so much for tuning in. We value you, your families, everybody. Just please try to get involved in the wake up process. I know it's hard, especially with family, friends, colleagues who don't want to hear it. But look, we're just here to try to help people and wake them up. And friends, for real news 24/7, you can visit us directly at sgtreport.com. That's the antidote to corporate propaganda and Mockingbird mainstream media lies. Before we part ways, friends, just a quick word about our sponsor. So stocks are at all-time highs. The housing market is on fire. Interest rates are at zero. And this government just printed another $5 trillion. What could possibly go wrong? Meanwhile, consumer confidence hit a 10-year low, and inflation hit 6.8% officially, with many informed analysts saying it's much closer to 9%. So something's not adding up, is it? What can you do? You can play it safe. Putting some of your assets into precious metals will keep your money away from the volatility of markets and inflation and let you sleep at night. This month, Noble Gold is giving away a free America the Beautiful solid silver 5-ounce coin with any qualifying plan you start. So talk to an expert at Noble Gold, and they'll run you through the options to keep your money safe. No pressure, no hassling, no call centers, just a chance to speak to someone who knows what they're talking about. How refreshing would that be? You can start by calling 877-646-5347 or visit their website at noblegoldinvestments.com.
Their 1901 objective was to learn by the year 2000 how to poison the people of the abyss, the ones they didn't want. And that's most of humanity, by the way. Maybe 500 million or so would be there left and desired to serve them.
Well, that's it for now, friends. Thank you so very much for tuning in. And I'll remind you every single day for free, visit us directly at sgtreport.com, the antidote to corporate propaganda. God bless you and your family. Bye-bye.